This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. A federal court ordered Syngenta to pay Kansas farmers $217.7 million for damages caused by Viptera GMO corn for releasing it before it was approved in China, prompting Beijing to ban U.S. corn imports. This is only Kansas. There are a lot more corn farmers in suits from other states looking to collect damages. The response from Syngenta was on the order, I think, of, yeah, we screwed you big time, but if we have to pay these damages, we won't be able to develop new GMO varieties that you could make money from. So we should just skip the damages. Not paying damages would give them a license to take advantage of us anytime they want. ChemChina is buying Syngenta, so the liability from these lawsuits is already factored into their purchase arrangement. The results of these suits will have no impact on new product development. Syngenta shareholders will take a small hit, and ChemChina will move on implementing the plans that they have to acquire and adapt the intellectual property in China, just like they did Smithfield in their pork supply chain. They intend to expand adoption of GMO biotechnology in China after they finish buying the company. So Syngenta should just pay the damages that they do owe and quit complaining about it. I would never use a Syngenta product until they make things right with U.S. farmers over Viptera. The Corn Growers Association should reject Syngenta's sponsorship of this commodity classic until they settle with corn growers. This was a Swiss company using offshore tax benefits, taking advantage of the U.S. seed market, that made the choice to make farmers bear the risk of losing the Chinese corn export market. It blew up on them, and now they should pay. Of course, Syngenta will appeal. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley doesn't hold out much hope that the pending mergers in the biotech industry would be blocked. They may have to divest a few assets here and there, but the concentration of this industry would appear set to pass antitrust evaluations. Dow DuPont has won approval of their merger. One of the pending mergers doesn't ring any alarm bells at the Justice Department, but the others included Syngenta, ChemChina, and Bayer Monsanto. The total concentration of this sector surges and will cost farmers in the long run. Chuck Grassley knows that, but can see no way to stop it. The acreage report released next Friday in July weather should make the corn market. There are a lot of different opinions on the acreage report. Jerry Golke is hoping for a bullish surprise and fewer corn acres, while his friends at Informa think corn acreage grew from March intentions. Allendale was little changed on corn acres from March, but with soybean acres up nearly a half million. ProFarmer was looking for 100,000 more soybean acres and 500,000 fewer corn acres. I think that there will be enough soybean acres pretty much regardless. It likely takes a reduction of 1 million corn acres or more to qualify as a bullish report. The stocks and acres reports on Friday do provide the potential for fireworks, but did farmers light the fuse? How well were intentions measured? The base could be off. The USDA doesn't always get the acreage right either, as they adjust again in October. Farmers planted what they wanted to here, and areas hit by monsoons last spring were replanted and finished ahead of crop insurance coverage deadlines. The bulls will need help here from an acreage surprise. As to weather, we have had pleasant conditions with some squirts of rain. Crops are good to excellent where we live, and trade was looking for a 2% improvement in crop condition ratings Monday afternoon. Spring wheat ratings are not expected to improve. The forecast is for warmer, more seasonal temperatures and rain forecast as well this week. The 6 to 10 day looks benign. We should have some great looking corn on the 4th of July. Looks like good corn growing weather for now. We should start to get some forecasts to reach further into July, and we know how the weather can change around the 4th. The chart is bearish with potential for 2017 highs to have been set, which is why a bullish fundamental change is needed to upset the trend. Most farmers holding millions of bushels of July corn futures in elevator re-ownership programs will roll to September contracts before first notice day late this week. Funds are still very short soybeans. They're short corn and wheat too, but less so in corn, and the least short in wheat in some time. On the cattle, there are now 3% more cattle on feed, and they killed 3.8% more than a year ago last week, so they have to keep this rate of slaughter up to work through the numbers ahead. The cash cattle market fell further than the beef market, so packers got through the tightest supply of fed cattle with very positive margins. They're finding beef demand somewhere. Given the packers' extraordinary margin, there is no reason basis the beef product market for lower cash cattle prices. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at Comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.